on select patio furniture. Bottom line, it's barbecues and more. And patio furniture galore at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Since I've been doing commercials for R&R Sanitation Porta Potties, my name and my likeness has become synonymous with R&R Sanitation Porta Potties. And so every time people go to an event and go to a festival or they're out and about and they use the R&R Sanitation Porta Potty, they usually send me a picture and say, hey, I've been thinking about you. Which is good, because R&R Sanitation is all about customer service, all about quality, and all about cleanliness. They also say, hey, I walked into an R&R Sanitation porta potty and I couldn't believe how clean it was. That's right, R&R Sanitation is setting the standard for the industry. They're locally owned and operated and the only union toilet company on the Missouri side of the river. And if you need a porta potty for your next party, for your next festival, for your next event, for your next construction project, R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. That's 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They really do want your stinking business, R&R Sanitation.
When you own a business, you want the best of the best on your team, which is why you should interview a Regions business banker. Seriously, put on your game face and don't throw us any softball questions either. Ask, what feedback do you get about your responsiveness and personal service? How will you position yourself as a trusted extension of my management team? Tell me how you've worked with clients like me to achieve their financial goals. What makes you different from other bankers? Tell me how Regions is known for customer service. We'll have some compelling answers for you. We'll also be happy to tell you about our award-winning customer service. But the proof is in getting to know us. Finally, please don't be surprised when we have a few questions to ask you about your business. Give a Regions banker the opportunity to really wow you. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC.
The following is what happens when you make the switch to Pennzoil full synthetic motor oils.
Hennessy Performance made the switch and broke the land speed record.
Sonic boom, anyone?
Dodge switched to Pennzoil full synthetic and created the world's most powerful muscle car.
And this is what happened when Team Penske made the switch in their Indy cars.
We are a new champion.
Make the switch to Pennzoil synthetics at your local 7-Eleven.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Save up to $500 on outdoor lighting from Legacy Lighting and Irrigation during their summer savings event. Improve your home's look and livability with custom architectural lighting. You could light your decks, patios, pathways, or simply make your driveway easier to see at night. Illuminating your home's special features adds beauty and security year-round. Call Legacy Lighting and Irrigation for your free consultation, 314-567-4444, or online at LegacyLightingSTL.com and save up to $500 now.
This week on Christian Questions, Jesus was big on forgiveness, and we're supposed to be big on forgiveness. But how do you or should you forgive when someone really and maliciously hurts you? Christian Questions, Sunday, 6 to 7 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. And this portion of the show brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Up on screen one tonight, the Pixar movie, the instant classic Inside Out, followed by George Clooney's movie Tomorrowland. And on screen two, Jurassic World and Pitch Perfect 2. Both of those at the Skyview in Belleville. Tonight and every night, seven nights a week, two screens, two movies, digital projectors, digital sound. Great place to go. Bring the family. And nice to know that tonight may be the first night in a while you can go there and not be rained out.
Yeah.
We're going to play the Harris Challenge now. We can't do that without you as a contestant. If you have been paying attention to the news this week, this is your chance to prove it by calling us at 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. The number one thing to remember is if you have played in the last 60 days, then according to the rules, you may not play today. We just ask you to wait out a couple of months so we give as many different people a chance at playing as possible. And our first contestant is up and ready to go now. Hello, Joe. How are you today? Hello, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for asking. As a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get the unique opportunity to take over the airwaves for what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay, Paul, let's see. Go Cards.
Mm-hmm.
In 3 days, I will be retired from St. Louis Community College, and I am going to be a very happy man and AM and PM.
Well, thank you for that. What have you been teaching at St. Louis Community College?
Workforce stuff, how to get jobs.
A very important thing. How long have you been doing that?
24 years.
Wow. Well, as the son of educators myself, I take my hat off to you and anybody else who does that job for people of any age.
Well, thanks, Paul.
Particularly helping people find work is a really good thing.
Yeah, I just heard that about the people down at the Post.
Yeah, that's sad, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. It'll spill out the questions and categories you get to choose from today, led, of course, by our number one topical category, have you been paying attention? Category two is Supermax prisoners not named Joker Tsarnaev. And category number three is now these movie couples can marry. Which one would you like, Joe?
Oh, boy. Second one. Prisons.
Okay. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock and ask you five questions, a one-pointer, two, three, four, and five-pointer. That's a maximum of 15 points. You don't have to get them all. Just get more than half. Eight or better makes you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
With two locations. One in Florissant and the other in Cottleville.
Huh, Cottleville, interesting.
We also have a couple of adult passes to get into the Skyview drive-in in Belleville.
Yeah.
Right there. How about that? Okay. And with those passes, you get a couple of kids in free, too, as well.
Nice. You have to provide your own children, though.
Yes, you do. You do have to provide your own children.
Now, you have your choice of those two prizes if you get 8 points or better. But if you do get all 15 points, we add on a bonus prize that goes like this.
That's right. If you get the clean sweep, you win a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus a brunch on Sunday, so you can check jimmyscafe.com.
By the way, if you're in the bar, you will see the curved TV that Jimmy just installed a couple of months ago.
Oh, wow.
Very, very cool. Right there in the bar.
Great.
All right, Joe, you've chosen the category Supermax prisoners not named Joker Tsarnaev. You know, the guy who was half of the team of two idiots who blew up all those people at the Boston Marathon a couple of years ago.
Right.
Was sentenced to death this week and sent off to ADX Florence. That's the administrative maximum facility in Colorado. They call it the Alcatraz of the Rockies.
Mm.
This is about other people who are locked up in Supermax, where, by the way, they're in their cell 23 hours a day.
Mm-mm.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Ramzi Youssef is serving life for two terrorist attacks, including the 1993 bombing of what New York landmark?
The World Trade Center.
Correct. Richard Reed was convicted of trying to detonate explosive devices on a plane from Paris to Miami that he had hidden in what article of clothing?
His shoe.
Yeah, he's the shoe bomber. What's the name of the Unabomber who killed 3 and injured 23 with bombs he sent through the mail?
Kaczynski.
Ted Kaczynski is right. In what city was the Murrah Federal Building, which Terry Nichols was convicted of bombing in 1995, killing 168 people?
Oklahoma City.
Correct. Now for the clean sweep. In what agency was Robert Hansen a senior agent before it was discovered he'd been passing classified information to the Soviet Union for 20 years?
CIA.
He was an agent in the FBI.
Oh.
Well.
The good news, Joe, is for getting that wrong, you don't go to Supermax because
great.
You got the rest of them. You got 10 points and you're a winner.
Thanks, Paul.
Congratulations, and
thanks.
Congratulations on the career.
All righty.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will bring in our next contestant. Hello, Mark.
How you doing, Paul?
Great, thanks. Tell us about yourself.
I'd just like to say hi to my two kids, Charlotte and Luke.
Okay. Three categories up there on the board. Have you been paying attention? Now these movie couples can marry. Or our new third category, they died this week.
Have you been paying attention, please?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Mark, let's play the Harris Challenge. Who made history this week as the first Indian American to announce he's running for president?
I don't know.
Which presidential candidate called Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals, prompting Univision and performers
Donald
and
Trump.
Hosts to back out of the Miss USA pageant? It's Trump, yeah. Which singer-songwriter who has never had a number one album debuted at the top of the Billboard charts this week with Before This World?
I have no idea.
Which email service added a feature this week that allows you to unsend a message?
Hotmail.
Gmail. In a video that went viral this week, what kind of animal is a Canadian man being investigated for chasing with a jet boat and then jumping onto the back of in the water?
A dolphin?
A moose. Back to the one-pointer. Who made history this week as the first Indian American to announce he's running for president?
I'll just take my punishment now, Paul. I don't know any of them.
That'll be the governor of Louisiana and never-to-be-president, Bobby Jindal.
No.
And it was James Taylor who, after a four-and-a-half-decade career, finally has his first number one album with Before This World. Mark, all you got was 2 points for Donald Trump. Frankly, I think that's more points than he deserves. But that means I'm going to have to punish you. And, well, here's something that we think ties in a little bit with today's decision by the Supreme Court that same-sex marriages can go forward, gay couples can get married now. And here's a guy who I think has been one of the leading spokespeople for the movement for quite a few years since he came out as gay himself. It's one-time Star Trek star George Takei.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
You know, he almost hit that note.
On the road again.
Yeah.
Going places that I've never been.
Never been.
Seeing things that I can never see again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Oh. Timing was a little off.
Yeah, just a tad, which is interesting because he's in a musical that's going to go to Broadway this fall. Interesting story behind this musical. It's called Allegiance, and it's actually based on his childhood when he and his sister and their parents were interned in, were put away in internment camps because they were Japanese Americans during World War II. He's written about it, and he wrote a play about it that is actually played in a few cities around the country, not St. Louis yet, but it's going to go to Broadway this fall.
Wow.
He still needs to take a couple of singing lessons.
That's a lot.
Or perhaps not sing that song on stage. Mark, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You guys too.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's contestant number three. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, Paul.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Just hoping to stay dry today down at the Cards Cubs game.
Well, let's hope they get it in tonight. Doesn't look
Hopefully
that bad.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they will.
Doesn't look that bad on the radar right now. Mm-mm. All right, three categories to choose from. Now these movie couples can marry. They died this week. Or our new third category, multiple choice week.
Oh. I'll do the married couples.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Jeff. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What movie starred Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal as gay cowboys?
Brokeback Mountain.
Correct. In what movie were Robin Williams and Nathan Lane a couple that owned a nightclub in South Beach?
Birdcage.
Correct. For what movie did Tom Hanks win an Oscar for playing a man falling for Antonio Banderas while dying of AIDS?
Philadelphia.
Correct. Which of these did not star as half of a gay couple in the 2014 movie Love is Strange? Richard Dreyfuss, Alfred Molina, or John Lithgow?
The middle one.
Alfred Molina? It's
yes.
Richard Dreyfuss. What movie starred Julianne Moore and Annette Bening as a lesbian couple with two children whose father is Mark Ruffalo?
This came out about 3 years ago.
I have no idea.
Want to take a guess?
No.
All right.
Babe Ruth.
The Babe Ruth story?
Yeah.
No.
John Goodman just popped in my head. I'm sorry. Just him.
I guess technically that qualifies as a guess. not an educated guess. No, it was called The Kids Are All Right. Pretty good movie, actually. Jeff, you got the one, the two, and the three. Oh, that's only 6 points. Sulu, get in here.
Roll again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends. This is enough for Rudy Kirk.
Is somebody trying to harmonize with him?
All right, Jeff, I'm glad you played, but I'm sorry you didn't win. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Paul.
Here's our fourth contestant. Hello, Joe.
Hello, Paul.
Now, you get to exploit the public airwaves by sucking up to the boss, shouting out to a family, or using the time for a prearranged commercial endorsement of your own.
I'd like to congratulate my cousin Tony on his impending wedding vows now that the Supreme Court made the decision.
Oh, very nice. Congratulations to him. Which category would you like, they died this week or multiple choice week?
They died this week, please.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Joe. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who played the father on Eight is Enough, the TV show, and died this week at age 86?
Dick Van Patten.
Correct. For what movie did James Horner, who died this week, win an Oscar for Best Original Score? Was it Titanic, Braveheart, or Avatar?
Titanic.
Correct. Which of these was invented by Don Featherstone, who died this week at 79? The pink plastic flamingo, the Billy Bass...
The first one.
You're going to take, because I was going to give you the Billy Bass fish or the fake plastic vomit. but it is the flamingo. On what 1960s TV show did Patrick McNee, who died this week in 93, play British secret agent John Steed?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
The Avengers. Oh. In which of these movies did comedian Rick Dukeman, who died this week at 62, not appear? Groundhog Day, The Burbs, or City Slickers?
The Burb.
He was not in City Slickers.
No.
Joe, 1 + 2 + 3 puts you right in the same place as Jeff with 6 points.
Mm.
And once again, Mr. Takei.
On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. That's the best, insisting that the world be turning our way. Our way is on the road again.
Okay. Don't take it out on the road again. Joe, I'm sorry you didn't win. Hope you had a great time and have a good weekend.
You too, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Paul.
You are our fifth and final contestant today, so go ahead and exploit the public airwaves.
I am getting ready to leave for Kansas City. I'm going to go see the Rolling Stones tomorrow night with some select members of my immediate family.
You say that like they don't know who they are.
They know who they are, and the ones that don't ever call me... They know who they are, too, don't they?
Wow. They're not going.
I like that. Ben is exploiting the airwaves to exploit his family.
Dang right.
Oh, we don't have that very often. Well, I hope you have a great time at the concert. Indoor or outdoor show?
Arrowhead Stadium, outdoor.
Oh, I hope the weather cooperates. Although, I know our weather tomorrow is supposed to be beautiful here, so maybe it will be there, too.
Sunny in 82 in Kansas City tomorrow.
That's what it's supposed to be here, too, with low humidity. So you picked a perfect day when you chose that at random months in advance to get your tickets.
Exactly.
All right, your category, Ben, is multiple choice week, 60 seconds on the clock.
Let's do it.
Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country is the Women's World Cup taking place? Colombia, Canada, or Honduras?
Canada
is right. For which of these items of clothing was a warning printed in a medical journal this week? Tank tops, skinny jeans, or crew-cut socks?
Skinny jeans.
Skinny jeans is right. Which company announced it is removing artificial flavors and colors from its cereals? General Foods, General Nutrition, or General Mills?
General Mills.
Correct. Which country is about to open a new international terminal at its biggest airport, despite the fact that almost no airlines will fly passengers there? A.
North Korea.
It is North Korea, not Turkmenistan or Yemen. Why did Wishbone recall 8,678 cases of ranch dressing this week? A, it contained listeria. B, it was full of blue cheese instead of ranch. Or C, they forgot to make it gluten-free.
Blue cheese.
It was full of blue cheese. We got a clean sweep finally, Ben. Congratulations.
Me and Mick are going to have a great time with this stuff.
Yes, you are. Bring him some donuts.
Oh, yeah, he's a donut eater, isn't he?
Yeah. By the way, Canada is the site of the U.S. next women's national team game against China tonight. And I did not know this until I saw Dan Caesar's column today. St. Louis, highest ratings of any city in America watching women's soccer on TV. And it'll be it's on Channel 2 tonight. Not Fox Sports 1.
If you've watched any of it, them girls beat the snot out of each other.
Yes. It is a snot-free zone quite often when they've played.
Oh, it's snot all over the field.
And by the way, about the skinny jeans, according to an article in the Journal of Neurology and Neurosurgery, skinny jeans can damage your muscles or nerves. So there you go, Ben. There's all the information and all the prizes. So you're going to have a dinner at Jimmy's on us and whatever else you want to take. Dan will tell you how you get it. And have a great time in Kansas City tomorrow night.
I will, Paul. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Skyview Drive-In in Beltville, right on the North Belt West. Two screens. Two great movies on each screen. Again tonight, Inside Out and Tomorrowland on screen one. Jurassic Park and Pitch Perfect 2 on screen number two. They're open 7 nights a week at a great concession stand. Pack the kids in the car and take them out to the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. That's the Harris Challenge for this week. You will not hear it next week because we're taking a long weekend for the July 4th weekend. But it will return 2 weeks from today. If you've missed previous Harris Challenges and you'd like to play those, you can find the podcast versions on my website, harrisonline.com. And come back right here at the Big 550 KTRS for Mike Evans and Knuckleheads in the News after this.
Let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All I can say is bless KTRS for giving us the day off next week. I'm looking forward to that. Well, I'll tell you what, this traffic has been kind of strange. Friday afternoons usually explode with volume and everything, but it's really not bad. The downtown bridge approach is wide open. The accidents, eastbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway, that has been cleared. You still have slow traffic west of 94 to the Blanchett Bridge. We do have a stalled vehicle now on the Blanchett Bridge, so that's why you still have that jam up. Southbound 270 just before the Rock Road, that crash has been cleared, so traffic is running a little bit better there. We still have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. A little heavy around Gravois, Tesson Ferry. Westbound 44 wide open now from 270 out through Six Flags. We have southbound 55. Everything's thinned out now because of that earlier Herculaneum accident. Eastbound 270 just a little bit heavy now. Lindbergh through 170. And let's see here. We have eastbound 70 still a little bit off the pace right around Jennings Station Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. The new Subway Turkey Italiano Melt, tender juicy turkey, Genoa salami, and pepperoni, fresh roast toasted with melty provolone and drizzled with tangy new Subway vinaigrette. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Bob Ramsey, the voice of St. Louis FC, here on your home for St. Louis FC, KTRS. St. Louis FC takes on the New York Red Bulls on Saturday, June 27th at 7 o'clock. Pre-game coverage at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS, your home of the St. Louis FC.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplier's warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal. And so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at GraniteBusters.com.
Hi, this is John Shea, Mr. Fix-It. We all have junk around our homes, old TVs, maybe an old refrigerator, the entertainment center, things your kids brought home from college, heck, things you brought home from college. You know the stuff you don't use, and it's just taking up valuable space.
You'd like to get rid of it, but you don't know who to call to help you with all of this. Well, I need you to call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100. Pitch It will provide residential and commercial junk removal service with variable affordable rates. The friendly staff at Pitch It will visit your location on your schedule and provide you with a quote on the spot at no cost. They'll remove items from your basement, your attic, your office, your warehouse. They'll even clean up after themselves. You don't have to lift a finger. Isn't that nice? And their prices are lower than the national chain. Pitch It is an eco-friendly, recycling most items, and they are fully insured. So call the folks at Pitch It at 932-1100. That's Pitch It at 932-1100 or pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Don't forget, senior discounts apply.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
The next time you're in your basement, look up. What do you see? If it's a vast expanse of pipes, ducts, wires, and the supports of the floor above, it's not exactly what you'd call attractive.
Ew!
And if your basement is also your man cave, the horrible acoustics from all that stuff above your head makes your electronics sound terrible, even with the best sound system. You need the experts. From the Ceiling Center. The Ceiling Center specializes in ceilings, as well as flooring for your basement. They do commercial as well as residential projects. The Ceiling Center installs metal ceilings, acoustical ceilings, even decals of your favorite sports teams. They also install all types of flooring, like carpeting, hardwood, and tile. And here's the good part. The Ceiling Center has more variety than those big box stores, with over 20 different tiles on display, all at lower prices than those big box stores. The Ceiling Center has been owned by the same family since 1987 and has a reputation for doing ceilings and floors right the first time. Change your basement from
ew
to
nice
with the help of the Ceiling Center on St. Charles Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of I-270. Online at theceilingcenter.com.
It's that time of year that the temperature and the humidity is through the roof, so your grass and your lawn is under stress, which means you can apply T-methyl at the first sign of distress and then follow up 2 weeks later with Dynagreen's Eagle, which will help protect your lawn from fungus. Now, if you need help like I need help, go to dynagreeninfo.com and your local independent lawn and garden dealer will be able to tell you everything you need to know to make your green lawn the greenest on the block. For your local Dynagreen dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
You've walked through 18 open houses. Your feet hurt and your head is buzzing. Living in a van is starting to sound strangely appealing. But then you hear it. The sound of hope. Of Zillow. You glance at your phone to see a 3-bedroom Craftsman in the right school district. It's perfect, and it just showed up on your phone, like magic. So sign up for mobile alerts, and we'll send you homes that fit your criteria when they hit the market. And to think, you wanted to live in a van. Zillow. Find your way home.
Tired of the same old, same old? Bishop's Post is alive with activity every day, with Monday through Friday happy hours featuring cocktail, beer, and wine specials, plus fabulous offerings on their new bar menu for only $7. Also, don't forget their famous brunch on Sundays from 10 till 3. Bishop's Post has a terrific patio and 3 private dining rooms, which are perfect for all occasions. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. To book an event, contact Jenna. And for more information, visit bishopspost.com.
This is Jay Hardy of J.B. Smith Funeral Homes in Maplewood and Fenton. Pre-planning a funeral is usually not on the top of people's to-do lists, but it should be. Pre-planning your funeral is a natural part of life. It provides you with time to make end-of-life decisions in a calm and rational atmosphere. Giving a pre-plan to those you love gives everyone greater peace of mind. We can help you with details and information and a way to make these decisions during a less stressful time. J.B. Smith Funeral Homes, being an information resource and helping hand for over 80 years.
Play hard, win hard during the Toys of Summer giveaway. Win free slot play, a new Jeep, or cash. Fridays in June and July at Hollywood Casino, St. Louis.
Are you truly prepared for retirement?
Or do you just have a false sense of confidence? Discover a step-by-step plan to achieve your retirement dreams on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
I wrote that part.
It's Aloha Friday.
It's like I'm sampling this song and adding my own stuff. That's how Jay-Z got rich and got Beyonce. It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. What a great place to go for a sit-down meal. Six nights a week. Or if you just want to get something to take home, looks like tomorrow's going to be a great day to fire up the grill. Smokehouse Market's got whatever kind of meat you want. Burger meat, sirloin, fillets, pork steaks, so much more. Plus sandwiches, soups, and salads, and pies, and produce. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, both in the Chesterfield Valley, sponsor this gentleman from Southern California. It's Mr. Mike Evans.
That's what I'm talking about, Amy. That's what I'm trying to tell you about it.
How are you today, Mike?
I'm 4 stars.
Good.
How's everybody there?
We're good. Yeah.
Great. Everybody doing good for the sale? Take care of the business?
We're looking, we're looking forward to a non-rainy day tomorrow.
Ooh. It's been rainy down in Sweet St. Louis.
Oh, man. The storms that rolled through here last night caused such flooding in so many areas. I'm so glad I live at the top of a hill.
That's crazy.
The people at the bottom of the river that used to be my street, they won't see their lawn for a month. It's a puddle.
Wow.
You don't have that problem in Southern California, do you? You don't have any rain.
No.
You'd kill for the rain that we've had.
We would. We would.
Yeah.
Your pop quiz question, name the name of the star who admits doing housework topless. Topless. Madonna.
Yeah.
Britney Spears.
There you go.
Marie Osmond.
No way.
Caitlyn Jenner. Hi, Tim. Hey, the very first Disneyland Snow White has died, and that brings me to what is the most bizarre fetish I think I've ever heard of in show business. I never thought I'd be able to use it. I got this story like 25 years ago. But since the very first Disneyland Snow White has died, she died on Tuesday. She was the Snow White when Disneyland opened. Joanne Killingsworth, her name. She was 91 years old. Now I can tell that what I think is one of the strangest, bizarre fetishes ever heard. Joanne and the number 4 Disneyland Snow White were both married to the same guy. They also divorced this guy. And this guy used to go to Disneyland every week when it had opened and continued to go, had a fetish for Snow White, proposed to 9 Snow Whites, got 2 to actually marry him.
Wow.
Now, that is a weird fetish.
Yeah.
Do the dwarves come with the fetish?
I don't know if he was little or, you know, what was the deal with this guy?
Wow.
But you know what I heard the story a long time ago, and when she passed, it was in her obit also about how she was, her and the number 4 Snow White were married to the same guy, which was a little odd.
We know for a fact he wasn't bashful.
See what he did there?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, I got a personal comment. You know what? My producer says I always need to stick to Hollywood. You know what? I don't even know that I'm going to do this. It's just, you know, all the media, you know, they're just so hideous. The media is so hideous. I mean, you know, the screaming about what happened in Miami and Baltimore and Charleston and Ferguson and talking about how America is nothing but racist, horrible people. And it's like 5 twisted, horrible people were caused those 5 incidents out of 356,736,297. Mm-hmm. It's like everybody wants to fan the fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, I think we have to live in a great country, and it bothers me. And now these media people, you know, it's like I don't give a damn about the Confederate flag, but it's like, but now you can't buy a Confederate flag, but you can buy a Nazi flag, a swastika. The whole thing just doesn't make sense to me. I'm confused.
Well, here's what I would suggest: stop listening to those people.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Especially, you know, after the Supreme Court today. Today should be more about love.
Listen, homie, let me tell you something. I love America, homie.
Yeah.
That's just me, homie. That's just That's just your daddy.
Not just you. A lot of people.
I love America. I just... Oh, it's just so disheartening to turn on ABC, NBC, and CBS Nightly News is just so, it's just crap.
But all they want is drama. They love that drama.
Oh,
they
yeah.
And fear.
They like the, yeah, the creative.
The country runs on fear more than anything else.
Oh, it's just, you know, another thing that, you know, we have to take down the American flag. It's like, what are they doing?
Well, I don't know anybody saying take down the American flag.
Oh, well, Farrakhan's the one that's starting it.
Why are you paying attention to him?
He's on the news. Are you
Stop
watching
it.
The news to see it? I don't go looking for this stuff.
Watch Leave It to Beaver.
There it is.
You know what?
Turn on the television. You'll see it yourself.
I can actually tell you that a lot of American flags were down in St. Louis this week. You know why? It was raining all the time.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh my God.
All right, switching gears.
Yes.
Here we go. My buddy Tim Bradley going to fight on HBO on Saturday night for the welterweight championship of the world. It was vacated when Mayweather fought Pacquiao. Of course, Tim Bradley beat Pacquiao, one of our best friends. It's on HBO. It's a free fight on HBO Saturday night. So if you get a chance, watch it and pull for him.
All right.
It's going to be over here in SoCal and Carson. We're going to go be sitting in, maybe get a little blood on me. You know what I'm saying?
We'll watch for you.
Get a little blood on me. You know, one time I just thought of this. It's kind of nasty, but I was at a fight. I used to cover big fights, and I had the spit bucket got spilled on me.
Oh!
Yeah, the spit bucket got spilled on me, rested right next to our ringside.
That'd be worse than the blood.
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant.
Wow.
Everywhere Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Goes. She buys a first class plane ticket for her 3-pound dog and even orders the pooch a special meal. I should live that good a life as the dog. A couple of odd reality shows on the drawing board. Mr. and Mrs. Smith is going to be a reality show from the taken from the movie, Brad and Angelina's movie. How the hell does that work out? And they were assassins.
Yes, going after each other.
How I don't get it, but I don't know.
One couple comes in, half a couple comes out.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And Chaz Bono working on a reality show. Mm-mm. Might be kind of interesting. Okay. Date in history, June 26, 1819. The first bicycle ever is built and patented. You know what they say, riding a bike is like sex. Once you've done it, you never forget. Although one night I got really drunk in New York and actually fell off.
Mm.
Bicycle.
Why are we having sex on a bicycle? It's your own fault.
Well, yeah. That's very true. And who says they like to do the housework topless? Is it Madonna, Britney Spears, Marie Osmond, or Caitlyn Jenner?
Okay, there is no chance it's Marie Osmond. I'm going to go Britney Spears. Ian?
I'm going to say Marie.
Oh, I'm going to go Marie.
Oh, no.
I'm going
Come
Marie.
On.
Please,
Marie.
No.
Answer is Britney Spears.
Thank you very much.
Take care of my business. Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Peace. Praying for the sunshine, St. Louis, because... Lily Oklani, Kalani, Yanni, Oli, Day, look a who in the car, and a hawk, and a hoy, hoy, ho. Chill away, Kami, Kami, why am I not look like a key? Kaka, goy, ho. Anana, Koli, Makawani, Yanni, Oda, Nana, Lula, Wak, Hawaii.
All right, there's Mike Evans. Before we get to Knuckleheads, Dan's got a gig to plug this weekend.
Yes, we're at One Eyed Willie's on Telegraph this Sunday from 4 until 8.
Okay.
It's an afternoon job.
Yeah, go see the Upside Down band there.
Southside Johnny Band.
What I said.
Yeah.
And one other thing before Knuckleheads, just one last thing about this ruling by the Supreme Court today. Justice Kennedy, who wrote the ruling, used this phrase, equal dignity. Are we finally? I can say it. Equal dignity in the eyes of the law. That phrase right there, key phrase to what he said. And after I was reading a couple of stories about it, I thought, shouldn't that be the standard for all judicial decisions? Equal dignity in the eyes of the law. That's something for judges to think about going forward. Knuckleheads of the News is brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Get the STL Taxi app when you need a cab or call them at 314-652-3456. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as Knuckleheads of the News, thanks to our colleague Frank Ladd for sending me this story, which I will admit to you we have not 100% verified is true, but it doesn't matter because it's too good a story. From Los Angeles, California, a story of Nazario Gonzalez, who's part of a gang there, the MS-13 gang. He wanted to do something special for his 17th birthday, so Gonzalez, who had taken the Spanish nickname Pelotas de Oro, or Golden Testicles, decided to gold-plate his own genitals with a professional automotive gold plater that he had stolen from a local garage after he first painted his genitals with a lead-based paint. Apparently, he's never seen the movie Goldfinger, because he would have known that's not going to work out that well. It didn't. He ended up dead. Dr. Ian Josephson of the L.A. Community Hospital says gold-plating yourself is a medical impossibility. And it's not the first time he's seen somebody do this. He told a reporter, quote, "This is the third case this year. We've had many occurrences in hospitals in the region these past few years. Seems to be a growing trend with the gang member community. I have no idea where this idea comes from. But plating your own genitals will only ultimately end in serious medical complications or even death, as we've seen in this case," unquote. Some experts believe the tradition might go back to the Mayans, who it's thought painted parts of their bodies with gold paint to empower themselves as an offering to the gods. Now, I think it's important to point out the Mayans are all dead.
Yes.
Maybe we shouldn't do what the Mayans did. Story number two from Brooklyn, New York, a sad story of another guy found dead. His name is Mamadou Barry, 47 years old, found dead in his car the other day. But not until a meter maid or a parking police officer had put two tickets on the car. A couple of hours apart, without apparently looking inside to see the dead guy inside. By the way, the windows were not tinted, so there's no excuse for this. Story number three, Sao Paulo, Brazil. Authorities trying to crack down on people who aren't handicapped, parking in handicapped spots. So they introduced warning tickets that anyone can print out and put on a car that's parked in a disabled space. Which explains the incident last week when some activists decided to teach one illegally parked guy a lesson. While he went into a building, they covered his entire car, and I mean the windows, the tires, everything, with blue post-it notes with these warnings printed on them. They even used some white post-its to create the handicapped logo of someone in a wheelchair on the doors and on the hatchback. Google this thing. You've got to see the picture. It's great. And then watch the video when the guy finally emerges from the building and furiously tries to pull off these thousands of post-its so he can see out the window and pull away from the curb. By the way, before he leaves, he almost collides with one of the cars as his wheels spin and he's trying to get out of there, very angry about the whole thing. He's even angrier now because in addition to the warning stickers, a cop gave him a real ticket, too. And we'll finish today in Wolstanton, England, where Dave Sayers was participating in a 24-hour charity golf tournament, not doing very well, so he decided to throw his clubs in the trash as a joke. But the clubs wouldn't fit in the trash bin, so he put his head in as a joke, but then he couldn't pull himself out. A crowd of onlookers gathered around while this idiot tried to free himself with his head stuck in a four-foot-high trash bin. His head was stuck in there for about 10 minutes before somebody who happened to have been carrying Vaseline to avoid sores during the golf day helped get him unstuck. Here's the part of the story I love. Dave's friend Stephen Nixon got the whole thing on video and uploaded it to YouTube, and yes, it went viral. You can see that online as well. You will not be surprised to hear a large amount of alcohol was involved. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and Colin and Mike and all the rest of us who work here on the large morning show in the afternoon, we'll be off next week. These guys will be here Monday through Thursday. But we'll all be off next Friday for the extended 4th of July weekend. So I'll see you in 2 weeks here on the Big 550 KTRS. Thanks for listening.
Now let's get a final check on traffic as we head into the weekend. Have a good weekend, Tim.
Dan, you guys have a nice weekend, too. And, well, I tell you what, it's not winding down very well on southbound 270. We've got this crash. It's southbound 270 at the Tease Road overpass. That's midway between Tesson Ferry and 55. Three center lanes block, multi-vehicles in this one, and off on the right shoulder. It's a solid jam now on southbound 270 from Highway 44 to just south of Tesson Ferry. Not sure when they're going to get this thing cleared. They have just cleared an accident southbound 55 at Lindbergh. That was blocking, and they moved it off to the safety V. Now traffic is running pretty well there. You're still a little bit heavy due to that earlier accident on southbound 55 that was down by Herculaneum. You're running a little bit slow from Highway M to Highway Z. It looks like it is easing up, though. And they're still working with the crash on eastbound 30 that had a fire involved in it at Little Brennan. But now the right turn and right through lanes are open, and you just have about a quarter mile to a half a mile backup. On Highway 70, they've cleared the stall off of the Blanchett Bridge on eastbound 70. Now, you are going to run into some slower pockets because of baseball traffic. Same thing on eastbound Highway 40, 141 through Mason, from Clayton Warson into Big Bend. Couple little off-the-pace pockets there. This traffic report brought to you by Subway. Cool down at Subway with new Fuse half-and-half fresh-brewed iced tea, the perfectly refreshing blend that you can only get at Subway. Grab one with your favorite footlong today. Subway, eat fresh. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Keeping you connected.
Helping you stay up to date.
Keeps me abreast of what's going on. I feel much more informed with what's happening today.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
St. Louis Bread Company has a new summer salad, the Power Kale Caesar. Mighty tasty kale deserves great salad, and great salad deserves clean dressing. St. Louis Bread Company, food as it should be.
There is only one way to predict the future of St. Louis baseball tomorrow, and that's by listening to Memphis Redbirds games on the Big 550 KTRS. Monday, June 29th at 7.05 p.m., the Redbirds take on the Colorado Springs Sky Sox on KTRS. Your home of the Memphis Redbirds. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis. Ladue, Glen Carbon, University City, Edwardsville, Manchester, Wood River, Grafton, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.